This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We take you now live, Austin, Texas. I had Phyllis Lavely of Eagle Forum on, a libertarian conservative icon, and she said it really is awesome, the take-up. It's awesome they tried to have a secret legislation to just make the president a dictator ram through the TPP. It's awesome these globalists meet in secret. It's awesome they advertise, come to America, have your baby for free, get welfare. No one else does that. And if you're against it, well, England does. If you're against it, you're evil. If you don't let hordes of illegals by the thousands a day jump on cars and rob them and steal them and drive them into the UK through the tunnel, then you're a racist. I mean, this is the craziness that's going on and unfolding. And I just wonder, when does it hit bottom? How far will it go? The globalists are taking over by doing this. Meanwhile, they have to get armored redoubts in the middle of the Caribbean and the middle of the Pacific Ocean to hide. I mean, there is a method to their madness, but at the same time, they just can't help stealing everything, and they can't help screwing everything up because they're in the management positions and can make money off the response to the crisis. Josh Owens.
Absolutely. These agendas, these globalist agendas are pushed every day that humans are bad. And I'm going to say this. I think in Bilderberg, one thing that I noticed is that the cops, the checkpoints, the being treated like we were filth, it happened. I mean, the second we got there, it started, and it happened until we left, everywhere we went. And when I got home, driving into work this morning, I almost, in my mind, it was like, well, I guess I'm going to go through a checkpoint this morning.
You were being conditioned.
Yeah, exactly. You get used to it so quickly, and I don't think people realize that when they're not living in it specifically. It's not affecting their lives every day. But I think people need to know how fast it can happen and how quickly your mind can switch on to think, well, this is just something I have to put up with. This is just something I have to deal with.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you like it. You, as that globalist told me once off record, you don't get it. You think you're going to evolve and overcome. We're going to make you evolve to submit.
Exactly. And they took over that whole town, the little town of Telfs, in like 3 days. Boom, they set up checkpoints. They were running people through it. We talked to the people. Had you gone through the checkpoint? Almost everyone we talked to had gone through the checkpoint at one time or another. And it wasn't. It was right at the edge of town. It wasn't even in the town. But they were being conditioned to submit. And there's a guy asking, oh, Texas, pull over. Well, the second he heard, saw we were from Texas, he wanted to pull over. They all had their hands on their guns. That's like their first position, his hand on the gun, looking at you menacingly.
This is Jade Helm. This is what we're being introduced to, global police state standardization.
Yeah, and people are like, why don't you just tell the cops what you're – well, you didn't have a chance. And one thing, I don't answer the cops. I don't give them any information. If they ask for my passport, I give them my passport. If they ask for a booking paper, I give them the booking paper. I don't start just throwing information out at them because – you say anything to these cops, it can be used against you.
Well, people think groveling is what built America.
Yeah.
Groveling is what built slaves.
Groveling is what has created what Austria is now. And those are a captured people. I feel really bad for them because they're a lot of nice people, but they just love to submit to the tyranny.
You mean the people who were under Hitler are captured?
Yeah.
Their countries got captured after World War II.
And they've never gone out of that. They're still submitting. They're like, if I just do my job, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. If I agree with the checkpoints, I'll just be okay. And so they should have the whole thing.
And now Germany's had to bail Greece out three times.
Right.
And it's going bankrupt. And under socialism, it hates life so much, they've incentivized to have 1.2 kids. The good news is the Germans have all committed suicide. There are none of you.
Yeah. Their populations are falling.
Knock yourselves out.
Yeah, it's just a totally amazing experience going there and contrasting the beautifulness of the scenery and then just the total.
You know what I've noticed? Patriots all have 3-4 kids. I've got 3. You've got 4. I don't care whether they're black, white, you know, Hispanic, whatever. And other people just giving up. And I don't want kids. I want to go watch TV all day. We are into life. We're normal humans. We're wild.
The two guys that took me up that mountain.
That's what it, we're in this cage. We know we're here. We're get me out of here.
I had 2 guys take me up the mountain to show me where those great shots were, those overhead shots. One had 3 kids, one had 4 kids. And they're into freedom. Even though they live in Europe, they're still, one of them bike 300 kilometers just to get there because They want to see what's going on so they could go back and tell people that this is ridiculous.
Yeah, they didn't bike to go watch a football game. They biked to see journalists fighting tyranny. They wanted to be part of something special. This is legendary. This is awesome. This is epic. Great job, crew. Want you to do a final report for tonight's news. Great job, gentlemen. We'll be back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Catholics attack Pope after climate change fear-mongering. Large number of Catholics slam Vatican's agenda. It's total communism, I tell you. And it's not even for the people. It's ridiculous. Putin says Russia's beefing up its nuclear arsenal. Things are really gearing up in a big way. Obama moves to continue to keep the borders open, and he's pushing Internet ID verification response system. I'm going to hit that. We're going to look at Boko Haram. Now the U.S. has got to attack the group funded by the West. That is just some of what's coming up here today in this third hour. Joining us via video Skype, he was going to join us in person, and we had a drive up from South Texas, that is Dr. Edward Grube, one of the top formulators of supplements in the country, Army veteran, really great nutritionist, and with so many other degrees that deal with health, chiropractor, you name it. But his knowledge is simply amazing. And I've had a lot of medical doctors on that break down and basically say the same things he's saying, like Blaylock and so many others. But I wanted to tell a personal story here on air. And back when this happened, I told Dr. Grube and Anthony Gucciardi, I said, there's no way that I'm going to tell this story just because it's personal, it's private, and it's gross. But, hey, let's all be adults here. If it's about ultimate health, if it's about really fighting the globalist agenda from all the GMO and all the artificial things that are in our food, the melamine plastic, the heavy metals, the toxins, the fluoride, the Grignard reagents, we need to tell the people. Now, Dr. Grube develops many of the products that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. So part of this is, you know, the an infomercial. I mean, I do this a couple times a month. That's how we fund our operation. But in the mainstay, this is not an infomercial. 90% of this is pure informational and are things you can do without us that'll have a dramatic effect, a big effect. Everyone knows that the liver is toxic. People are getting liver cancer and having liver failure and problems all the time, have never had a drink in their life, who don't have liver problems in their family history. It's the body's filter, along with the gallbladder and the kidneys. But it's the key one. One of the biggest organs inside of your stomach, inside of your chest area, inside of your abdomen and torso. And when you eat all these toxins, if you ate McDonald's nuggets 20 years ago that had plasticizers in them, your gallbladder and your liver doesn't know what to do. So the liver basically excretes that into the gallbladder and it holds it. And if you're a TV viewer, I'm going to put this on screen. Just Google gallbladder stones, and it's disgusting, but you need to look at it. And when you finally get filled up with these, it bursts or it gets infected and they've got to remove it. And we'll scroll through these. There's even grosser ones. Like, let's scroll down. On average, they're green or black. If they're black, they're really old and toxic. They're generally green. And this stuff's meant to be passed out of you, but we eat such artificial food that it doesn't. These are way beyond kidney stones, you name it. You also have liver stones. And medical doctors won't tell you on average, hey, flush your liver. They'll just say, hey, your liver's sick. It's going to get progressively worse. We're going to get you on a list for a liver transplant. It is unbelievable. We're showing these disgusting images. So about a year and a half ago, Anthony Gucciardi just said, man, I just did a Dr. Grube's liver cleanse, the one he recommends. And he's developing this proprietary stuff. He's testing on himself right now. You really ought to do it. The results are dramatic after 6 days. And I'm like, no way I'm doing it. I don't believe that there's giant black or green balls in my gallbladder. And this is how ignorant I am. And he's like, look at it online. I'm not looking at it online. Stuff like that grosses me out. I don't want to go there. Well, finally, about 6 months ago, they convinced me to do it. So the regimen is for 6 days, and I don't sell this. The best is Bragg, certified 100 years, organic, raw, unfiltered apple cider vinegar. It's got the mother in it, as they call it, unpasteurized, naturally gluten-free. It's one of the best probiotics out there. We do not sell this. You take this four times a day in water, a couple teaspoons or tablespoons, and you take the oxy powder four to 7 tablets at night, depending whatever you need. I just started it last night. And after you've done this a few times, it doesn't take 3 or 4 days of flush you out. It starts right away for me. This morning, it was there. I took 4 tablets last night. Took my first apple cider vinegar. I'll do that for 6 days. On Saturday evening, I will drink about 7 ounces of organic olive oil before bedtime. I'll lay on my right side that has the gallbladder and the liver. And healthy people, it happens the next morning. I obviously wasn't healthy. It took 2 days. I said, see, it didn't happen. Well, 2 days later, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking a toilet full of black and green gallbladder and liver stones. And Anthony goes, you got to do it again and videotape it. I said, no way. Well, actually, Buckley was saying that. Because, yeah, it will sell a lot of oxy powder, and we've come out with a proprietary thing that he's developed the last 2 years. The new product we're launching today, Liver Shield. And you know what? I just said, so what? I'm all about being real and transparent. We'll talk about it. Now, about 3 or 4% of people, it doesn't happen the first time. Your gallbladder is so compacted, so full, so jammed full of stones that it doesn't even happen, and it takes several cleanses to do it. And understand, talk to your physician first, because, you know, I haven't heard of this, but, you know, if it's already totally full, trying to push all that out the first time might have some bad effect. I mean, you know, if your liver and your gallbladder are already totally screwed up, who knows what this will do? All I know is the amount of energy I got after this was dramatic. I mean, within a day, it was incredible. And my skin got healthier, and my energy went up even more. Basically, I've slowly followed everything Dr. Group has said, and now I'm following almost everything he says, and it's life-changing. So today we're launching Liver Shield. He's here to talk about what's in it. You take 4 or 5 squirts of this 2 or 3 times a day in with the apple cider organic vinegar. You take your oxy powder at night, and it is totally, absolutely dramatic. Both of these are available at InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield exclusively. And I'm so honored that as he developed his own liver cleanse a few years ago, that he started pushing this on me before he even allowed us to come out with it. So I was trying this 6 months ago, obviously before I rolled it out. And I finally did it because they said, look, it's real, do it. We want to offer you this as it rolls out. It's dramatic. And you just got to try it for yourself. If you just, it's like changing fuel filters or oil filters. If you just let all that garbage pass out of you, if you just try it, it is a life-changing event. InfoWarsLife.com to get the Liver Shield that is key to have the full release happen, and oxy powder. And then, of course, what they recommend is apple cider vinegar Bragg, B-R-A-G-G, over 100 years out there, put out by an ND PhD with his wife, ND PhD, pioneer health crusader, health educator, authors, Original Health Stores, Life Extension Supplement. Again, we don't sell this. You can get it at any good health store. It all goes together. And joining us to break down how this super cleanse works is Dr. Group. Now, you can take Liver Shield every day and have an effect. And some may start getting released after a few weeks, a few here, a few there. But if you want to vomit all this up, it just doesn't come out the top, it comes out the bottom, it's dramatic. I mean, when you realize this was in you, folks, it is insane. It is insane what we do to ourselves and that nobody talks about this. Dr. Group, we're going to break here in a few minutes, but I'm talking about this personal experience. And I remember telling Anthony and you on the phone, I'm like, you know, I'm days into this. After it didn't happen. You're like, oh, man, that shows you're really backed up. And then I was going to the movies. I had to run out, and it was super dramatic and exactly what you said. And I'm told it's worse that they were black and not green. I hate to talk about this, but what does this mean, Dr. Group?
Well, first of all, you know, I was kind of skeptical myself about the best way to cleanse the liver, but it didn't take too long to realize when I started looking at the root cause of all disease. And then, obviously, we've talked about it many times, the toxins that people consume from the air, the food, the water, and everything that come into the body. There were 2 things that I found that the medical profession never wanted you to find out about and didn't teach a lot in medical school. And those were the actual organs in the body that regenerate themselves. The liver is the only organ that regenerates itself completely in 3 months. The intestines don't fully regenerate themselves, but the intestinal lining does. It's made of epithelial cells, and that regenerates itself every 24 hours. Well, then you look at all the disease-causing toxins. Well, where do the disease-causing toxins go? They come in through the intestines, and they get processed through the liver. So our philosophy and our research led us to, if we keep the intestines clean and if we can cleanse the liver, well, that should be, then the liver could process the toxins and eliminate the toxins, and the intestinal tract could eliminate the toxins.
Sure, but I mean, what do the different colors of the gallstones mean? And I guess a normal gallbladder I was reading is supposed to be loaded with these.
Well, what we found out over the years is that the majority, over 90% of the population, has an accumulation of liver stones and gallstones, and those can be a combination of...
Well, mine were little and black. What does that mean?
Well, usually the black ones have been there for a long period of time, and they attract different types of metals and other types of chemicals, xenoestrogens especially, which damage the liver cells, and also the used-up bile that is normally green but can turn black over a period of time. They're not technically there. There are some stones that contain calcium, but they're more like cholesterol globules that build up in there.
So it's not good that I was loaded with black stones.
No, because what happens is the liver performs like 500 different functions in the body, and that means it is the filtration system in the system. It helps fight off infection. It protects your immune system, neutralizes toxins, manufactures proteins, hormones. It helps control blood sugar. So when the liver is fatty and toxic, which most people have a fatty and toxic liver, and most people don't know how easy it is, every single disease and symptom that people are associated with out there that the medical profession is diagnosing is associated or doesn't start until your liver becomes fatty or cirrhotic or your liver becomes malfunctioning. And with our research, we found that probably people only have 20% of their liver functioning on a daily basis. And that's what reactivates your body's own self-healing mechanism.
Why did I get so much more energy when, because I'd already gotten a lot following your directives, but once this happened, it was dramatic.
Well, the liver filters about 1.5 quarts of blood every minute. So think about if you had an oil filter in your car that was full of gunk and it was fatty and the oil couldn't press itself through there anymore. Ultimately, it would lead to disease and it would lead to malfunction.
The engine starts sputtering. Oh, I forgot the other part. I'm not a heavy drinker, but I do drink occasionally and have a few drinks, a few glasses of wine. I made Italian food. After I did the cleanse, alcohol had a much bigger effect on me.
Well, that's because your liver is starting to actually function again and repair itself. And that's the good news that I personally think everybody should go through a liver cleansing if you haven't done one. And then take the, for example, the Liver Shield can be taken two different ways. It can be taken as a liver support formula where you just take a couple dropperfuls, but that's not going to purge the liver and remove all that stuff from it. In order to do that, you have to do the 6-day
liver
cleanse.
Well, I'm
going to
walk through how the liver works, the different types of cleanses with you, and give you the floor. But I'm asking a lot of selfish questions here up front. How does the apple cider vinegar organic with the oxy powder and with the liver trex over a 6-day cleanse, how does it then when you take the olive oil at the end, lay on your side for an hour as you go to sleep, why does it then have the gallbladder release?
Well, this is something that that is a very controversial issue, but results speak for themselves. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people have done this, and it dates back even 1,000 years, drinking oils to cleanse and purge the liver. Actually, the Greeks and over in India with Ayurvedic medicine have done it the same way. But how it works is what you should do, and this is what our proprietary research led us to do back starting in the early 90s when we were looking at the best ways to cleanse the liver, was to develop an herbal formula that contains herbs that will help soften or break down these globules or these stones in the liver and the gallbladder. And that's really what the first 5 days is for. That's where you mix the bottle of Liver Shield. You pour the whole bottle in a gallon of distilled water, and then you drink 4 8-ounce glasses a day of that 4 or 5 days. At the same time, though, you're also using the apple cider vinegar, and the full instructions will be up on your site probably by the time that we get done talking about it, because we were making some modifications before I came on. So I recommend, and that's going to be the liver flush kit that you guys will be, that we put together exclusively for InfoWars, you know, viewers and the people that want to support the, you know, the InfoWar. So basically that, you, once you do that for 5 days, and of course you want to eat fairly healthy, you don't want to be putting a bunch of chemicals and toxins into your body. But then on day five is when you actually do the olive oil, and when you do Epsom salts, and the Epsom salts that you drink will actually help relax the bile duct and make it a lot more elastic, so any of the stones can pass through there, or the globules, the toxic globules. And then when you lay on you drink the olive oil, you lay on your right side because your liver is on the right side. And those that heavy oil ends up absorbing down through your intestinal lining and going into the liver. And it kind of works like oil pulling, which is a big thing now. It was on Dr. Oz with the coconut oil, where you swish it in your mouth. And oil has an affinity for toxic substances and absorbs some of those. And when you do the liver cleanse, you will actually form also little oil globulates as well. So the reason why you take during the liver flush, the reason why you take oxy powder at the same time is because you want to be able to flush that out of the system. Because when the liver dumps all those toxic balls and rocks and all that toxic buildup that's been in there for years and years and years, you want to have something to flush it out of the intestines. Years ago, they used to always use colonics or enemas whenever they did liver cleansing or liver flushing, but now, since we developed a proprietary process of using the oxy powder with the oxygen, it's an easier way to do that. And it's amazing, once your liver becomes clean, the kind of things that you will see with the increased energy. And not only that, but you're focusing on the main organ system in your body that has a direct influence with how your body deals with symptoms and prevents disease, which is the liver. Because if you, every single thing that causes disease out there ultimately goes through your liver. Actually, your emotions have a lot to do with toxic liver as well. Anger, fear, depression, anxiety.
By the way, you were saying this 10 years ago. Now mainstream news and science is going, yeah, the gut does affect mood. And wow, because our guts are dead because of all the herbicides and don't have the right bacteria, we're not creating the right amounts of melatonin and all sorts of other things. I mean, it's really simple, and so much of autism is connected to it. And the power structure knows all this. It's why they went after Dr. Wakefield and others. And now it turns out that all his science was real and fact-based, and they've exonerated his partner. So they're really trying to cover all this up. It's just crazy. Do we know on average what a healthy gallbladder would have? Would it have any stones? Because the media tells us, or at least in the old days, you don't need a gallbladder. I mean, pure bull. Tell folks what the gallbladder does and how it connects to the liver and how it gets dumped out in the gut or the intestines.
Well, basically the gallbladder just stores bile from the liver to help break down your fats. But that's an interesting subject because people have problems with weight gain. All the weight gain is associated with fatty liver because the liver is what really breaks down the fats. And with the high carbohydrate diet that everybody's on, you know, the pastas, all the pasta, the bread, the sugar, the high fructose corn syrup, all of that stuff converts to high levels of glucose in the liver, and it clogs the liver up, and that causes obesity. When I wrote a book and started looking for the real cause of obesity and the real cause of weight gain, yes, iodine deficiency was one of those, but it really all starts in the liver because the liver can't break down the fats properly.
Well, that's what my dad always says, and he's a lot skinnier than I am, and he's trying to get me to lose weight a few years ago, because he said, listen, drinking toxifies your liver, it processes the fat, and then it just pushes it all through and makes you gain weight. That's why you don't want to drink, because it then fries your liver. And then it's true.
It is. When I was writing a book called The 10 Super Secrets to Weight Loss, liver cleansing was the number one thing to do. And once people did usually about 3 liver cleanses, at first I used to think one liver cleanse was enough. And we've had probably 50, probably hundreds of thousands of people that have gone through liver cleanses. And the reviews out there online, I mean, this is not something that I perfected it as far as making sure it's all done organically and changed it up a little bit. But even looking at the results of liver cleanses for every kind of illness dating back, the success rates are amazing. But again, you're addressing the root cause of the problem.
They don't want to do that. They want to treat the symptoms and keep you sick forever. We'll be back and talk about how you do the cleanse, how often you should do the cleanse versus maintenance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not
life? And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So It's a totally unfair and unbalanced fight. And now the rebels are the freedom fighters. The Syrian National Army are being beaten every place around Syria. So yeah. We've got to change the battlefield situation. And just sending arms, very frankly, although they need them very badly, they need anti-tank and anti-air weapons, is not going to change the situation on the ground, and the massacre goes on.
ISIS, blatantly supported by John McCain and the Pentagon, and hesitantly supplied tanks, rocket launchers, missile and anti-aircraft systems in accidental airdrops.
According to volunteer forces who are fighting the terrorists, American helicopters dropped boxes of weapons in Yathrib and Balad districts in the Salahuddin province. Now, the airdrop comes as the Iraqi army and volunteers are making significant gains against the terrorist group there. Now, back in October, the U.S. military admitted that a bundle of ammunition and weapons it had dropped over the Syrian border town of Kobani had ended up in the hands of ISIL members.
Now it has been confirmed that ISIS has stockpiled enough radioactive material to create weapons of mass destruction. In the ISIS magazine Dabiq, ISIS declared their intent to acquire a nuclear warhead from Pakistan with their billions of stolen funds gobbled up as they ransacked banks and took control of oil fields across Iraq and Syria. ISIS claims that all they have to do is call on their leaders in Pakistan to purchase a nuclear device through weapons dealers with links to corrupt officials in the region. India's defense minister, Rao Inderjit Singh, made the remark, "With the rise of ISIS in West Asia, one is afraid to an extent that perhaps they might get access to a nuclear arsenal from states like Pakistan." Bloomberg quoted him as saying, ISIS admits that the scenario is a bit exaggerated, but then points out that a few thousand tons of ammonium nitrate explosive used in mining operations or the weaponization of toxic chlorine as the gas berthalite would be easy enough to make.
And it's designed to target mainly an American audience that is not geopolitically informed and doesn't know what's been happening for over 2.5 years in Syria, where NATO and the United States, that includes France, England, you name it, have injected over 100,000 foreign fighters from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, from so many other countries that are al-Qaeda in over 60% of the cases. That's admitted. They are engaging in incredible atrocities across the nation. And three times in the last 2 years, they have been caught staging chemical attacks. They've been caught. Even mainstream news admits in the back of the paper, okay, they staged it. It's the type they use. They did it to blame Assad and the Syrian military so they can take over.
There is a reason why President Obama.
There's a reason the White House Science Star wrote a book about brain damage with
the proliferation of these weapons.
Because you're a bunch of murderous, psychopathic bastards. And
there
I'm so sick of watching
President
you
Obama
commit crime after crime and running Al Qaeda.
That this
John
international
Kerry,
norm cannot be
liar,
violated without
liar,
consequences.
Liar. Liar.
And there is a reason. Why, no matter what you believe about Syria,
no matter what you believe,
all peoples and all nations,
people
who believe in the cause of our common humanity,
our humanity
must stand
should
up
support
to
them injecting
Al
Qaeda rebels to try to overthrow the government and
so
kill all the Christians.
ISIS is about 30,000 irregulars. They're not technically trained to fight. They have only the heavy equipment that they capture from us.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says NATO is deeply concerned about radioactive materials ISIS has seized from research centers and hospitals that are exclusive to government stockpiles. ISIS has already been pushing its way into Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and other parts of the Middle East, becoming, as UK Home Secretary Theresa May declared, just months away from becoming the world's first truly terrorist state. ISIS has essentially reached this plateau of potential mass devastation in roughly 1 year. They will not rest until their perfect storm of globalized militant groups have unleashed its full scope of U.S.-backed intelligence and funding on the American public. Of course, whether they have weapons or not is beside the point. ISIS is already very successful at engaging the media in a giant psyop to terrorize the public and keep a firm grip on American freedoms as deemed necessary by the elite corporocratic succubus as they prepare the final phases of construction of the superstructure of a new world order. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Thought it was important to air that special report.
When that report went up yesterday on Infowars.com after it had been on the nightly news, I saw a minority of people in the comments going, which is it? Does ISIS exist or not exist? People build intellectual straw men, or they're not smart enough to understand what I'm saying. This is Al-Qaeda 2.0. The original Al-Qaeda was synthetic, led by Western intelligence, Saudi Arabia. That's come out. Now it's a larger proxy army to take over areas, but it's not fully controlled by the globalists. They're just turning it loose, like in Libya and other areas. When it gets out of control and attacks areas they don't want attacked, they then bomb it. They then use the threat in Africa to invade the whole country, or the whole continent. Boko Haram crisis, U.S. to fund Nigerian-led force to counter Boko Haram, BBC, the same group funded by the West. Now, let me tell you about the special we're running. This Liver Shield is the high-quality proprietary liver trex developed by Dr. Group that we private labeled through him, and it's extremely strong, extremely concentrated, extremely high-powered. You combine that with the Oxy Powder, oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, dietary supplement, clinically tested. We have them discounted at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere because Group puts out the Oxy Powder. He's the manufacturer of it. This is used in Hollywood for folks to lose dress sizes. High-level oxygen, that means it's a higher level. It time releases in the intestines and is dramatic. You add this with a six-day cleanse, with the apple cider vinegar, and with a bottle of this over 6 days mixed with water, and you drink four different glasses of that a day, then on the sixth day when you're going to bed, you drink 6-7 ounces of olive oil, organic, cold-pressed, first-press olive oil. You lay on your right side for an hour until you go to sleep reading a book. You wake up in the morning. Most people have dramatic results the next morning. I didn't. It took a couple days until I was going to see a movie at the Alamo Draft House and had to get up, and it was dramatic. And it was exactly what everybody said. It was exactly what you see online when you Google gallbladder stones. It's disgusting. And I've never talked about stuff like this on air. I didn't even believe it. I thought like kidney stones or something, you'd have a couple of them. It's disgusting. Dr. Group, I'm going to give you the floor now. InfoWarsLife.com. It's dramatic. Obviously, folks should probably talk to their healthcare provider before they do this. But this is one of the single biggest results, if not the biggest, I've ever seen in my life. Literally in a six-day period. This is something anybody can do. Are there any downsides to it? If the gallbladder is ready to bust, could this trigger something? You know, let's talk about any downsides. Talk to your physician. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. The bottle of Liver Shield is $29.95 and helps fund the operation. And then, of course, we have the Advanced Cleanse that goes with the Oxy Powder. With a discount, so you get a discount on that $76.90. And again, the profit we make from this helps fund this entire operation. So it's a 360 win, as I call it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Folks, don't procrastinate. The mainline medical system is just going to tell you, oh, go on liver medication or get ready to have a liver transplant or whatever. Or just, I mean, it's crazy. I have a family member who has four, on a scale of what 1 to 40 at some scale, medical scale, has like a 14 with liver stuff. And no one's telling him, hey, you can quit drinking, you can, your liver can grow back like a amphibian's tail or something, like a salamander's tail. No one's telling him any of this. They're just saying, we're getting you on a list for a transplant. We think within 5 to 10 years you'll need a new liver. No discussion of liver health, no discussion of what different prescription drugs can do to your liver. Just get ready to have a new liver. And then that has all those complications and serious problems. So all we're saying is, obviously, you want to flush your liver out. Obviously, the literature is well known on what liver cleanses do. This is the best one out there from our research. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I wasn't going to share my personal details. I was just going to talk about what other people had and talk about reviews and talk about what happened with the group and others. But I thought it was important enough for you and your family to be honest with you and to be literally transparent. So Liver Shield with the Oxy Powder and with an organic form of apple cider vinegar, Tell us, Dr. Group, what the three things do together, how you do it again, what's happening in the liver. You've got the floor for the next 16 minutes till the transmission ends, Dr. Group.
Okay, well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, with the environment that we live in, everybody needs to be doing liver cleansing, and it's all about addressing the root cause of the problem. The medical profession is never going to tell you that your liver is congested and your liver is toxic and your liver is fatty and your liver is cirrhotic, which is just scar tissue built up in there, because there's over 900 prescription medications that injure the liver, and 80% of all cases of liver toxicity are actually caused by drug reactions, and there's children that have even died from taking in acetaminophen and everything else like that. Right now, they're not telling the general public how big of a problem liver damage actually is. There's children right now that have liver damage and fatty liver. There's an actual diagnosis called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is affecting many Americans, and it's a leading cause of cirrhosis in adults, and it even affects one out of every four Americans right now. And that's from people that don't even drink alcohol. So if you add over two drinks a day for men and one drink a day for women, that actually increases the chances of you having fatty liver disease or developing cirrhosis. And with the liver, with our research, and this is why it's so hard for the medical profession to diagnose anything in the intestines and in the liver, because there's really no tests that you can do. I mean, yes, there's liver enzyme tests that can, when they get high, but when they do get high, usually it's too late. And there's not a lot of tests that you can do to determine how many toxins are in the liver or how many toxins are in the intestines. So it's really simple when you think about any type of disease mechanism and the fact that the body has the ability to heal any disease known to man and any symptom, is that once you clean the liver, once you clean the intestines, once you clean the parasites, once you clean all the chemicals and heavy metals out of the body, once you stop putting all those chemicals in the system, then ultimately the body heals itself. Now, the liver also stores the majority of the nutrients that we need, and that's why people are, even though they're eating and they're taking vitamins all the time and they're taking vitamins that contain synthetic fillers and excipients like maltodextrin and silicon dioxide and titanium dioxide and those type of chemicals, those are actual fats, fatty substances that get stored in the liver as well. So what we found, like I was saying earlier, is if you're walking around with your liver only functioning at 10, 15, 20%, then you need to get the liver up to about 75% to really start feeling the new energy. And that's why you see kids that have horrible diets and everything. Their liver's not completely congested yet, so it's able to break down the fats. It's able to take care of certain things and process all those toxins without that individual child really starting to gain weight and everything else. But now they're finding, actually, Texas A&M, as a matter of fact, did a study that said exposure to even low doses of hormone disruptors or endocrine disrupting chemicals, which are also, you know, the phthalates and the BPA and the xenoestrogens that are found in the water supply and in the food supply, can actually alter the gene expression in the liver and the liver function, increasing the susceptibility to liver failure, cirrhosis, and obesity and metabolic diseases, even in children. So really, the whole purpose of cleansing the liver is tracing back what we need to do to address the root cause of the problem. And the best way to do it is with liver-supporting herbs, purging the liver and flushing the liver of all the things that have been inside of it. I even read a story about a guy that had four-stage cancer, and I'm not, you know, making any claims here. This was a story online. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've talk to doctors that have used liver cleansing and read thousands upon thousands of reviews that this guy did 26 back-to-back liver and gallbladder cleanses. He was sent home to die with only 2 weeks left to live with cancer. And apparently after the 26th liver and gallbladder cleanse, he went back into his physician and his cancer was completely gone. Now, you know, I've read every condition that you can possibly read. And it's all about one thing. When the body is clean and you're putting clean food and clean water and you're breathing clean air, which you can create for yourself in your home environment, your office environment, that disease can actually cease to exist.
Well, sure. I mean, here's an example. There's a gas station where I used to live that's a nice place. They sell barbecue as well, but they're down a hill. And I got gas there a few times, and my car would have problems. And then I was talking to Weldon. He goes, oh, you didn't know they get water in the gas there because they're down that hill. Everybody knows don't get your gas there. So instead of them stopping selling gas or fixing it, they just keep selling it. But it's simple. You get a cup of water in 10 gallons of gas, your car is going to sputter till it conks out. It's real simple. If your liver, the main filter, is filled with all these different stones and all this garbage, I mean, no wonder it can't operate.
Right. Another thing that we talked about a little bit was the high fructose corn syrup, and that's extremely, that's like poison to your liver, almost as bad as alcohol is. And studies show that Americans consume about 12% of their total calories on average from high fructose corn syrup.
Why is high fructose so bad?
Well, high fructose corn syrup is man-made. That's why it's so bad, because it's most of it's made from genetically modified corn. It's got levels of mercury inside of it. They use processing chemicals to create it, and it's a toxin. It's a poison to the body. So when it comes in, the body, it's not a natural food. It's synthetic. So when it comes in, the body has a hard time breaking it down. The liver has to work extra hard to break it down. It can kill liver cells. It's so damaging. And because the liver has to break the fructose up and break all the other chemicals.
Incredible.
And the corn products,
well,
and the GMO stuff.
Dr. Group, stay there. Final segment. In the fight for human liberty, we need to be healthy. Purified water, clean, sunshine, non-GMO, and have a clean liver. Get your liver shield today and support the broadcast.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24/7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We're sending out an SOS. Just a cast away. Out of everything Dr. Groot has taught me and all the products he's developed for us, many of them proprietary, just InfoWarsLife.com, the results have been so dramatic, it's insane. And then with this, it was so dramatic 8 days in, because I did it for 6 days. Nothing happened. I was calling him. I was talking to Anthony. I said, it hadn't happened. They said, just wait, just wait. It did. I know one person it didn't work on. It works on almost something like 97% of people we've talked to. And I guess that means they either don't have any stones or they're really backed up. Dr. Group, are there any dangers to flushing out these gallstones? I mean, are they naturally supposed to be there? Are kidney stones and things like that good for you? I've always heard they're bad, right?
Oh, they're not good for you. They're not supposed to be there. It's all caused by the environment that we put into ourselves. But you're asking if there's anything bad. You know, people who have really, really toxic livers, probably the worst symptom that could happen is that they might throw up. Some of that throwing up is maybe just a response from drinking the olive oil, but also it could mean that they're extremely toxic. So the liver cleanse, they might have some stomach pain. They might have a headache, some detoxification symptoms. But the whole purpose of us choosing the herbs that we chose, such as turmeric is in the formula, and that combats liver damage and helps with the inflammation in the liver. We chose a rare herb called boratutu bark, which is a rainforest herb, which is extremely rare. It's been used for hundreds of years. It's one of the most powerful substances for liver cleansing, and it helps support the gallbladder, jaundice, repair of the liver. It has strong antioxidants in it. And the milk thistle seed that we put in there has been used for over 2,000 years for liver and gallbladder support. It helps detoxify your system from alcohol. It helps regenerate damaged liver tissue. You can look on PubMed and find all kinds of studies on some of these herbs that we chose, especially milk thistle. But we also use a rare herb called Chanca Piedra. And it was known in the rainforest herbal shamans as Stonebreaker. And what this herb does is it actually breaks down kidney stones, liver stones, gallbladder stones over a period of time. And all of these things are in the liver shield. And that's why you take the liver shield for 4 or 5 days before you do the olive oil. So you're turning those hard stones into sponges, almost like sponges. They're breaking them down into little tiny soft pieces so they can easily pass. Now, if you were to go and just drink a bunch of olive oil right now, you might have a scenario where you pass a hard stone or maybe a stone gets stuck in your bile duct coming out. But I've always told people the most effective cleanse and the hardest cleanse for you to do is to purge your liver. It's just drinking the olive oil is really the hardest part.
It makes perfect sense. I mean, we clean out the garbage disposal. We clean out every other kind of filter. Pool filters, whatever, clean out the liver, but they're not going to make a bunch of money off of you giving you a liver transplant or whatever down the road, you know, if you get your liver healthy outside of their system. We're not making any claims. All I know is this works incredibly good. In closing, Dr. Grip, I want to thank you for your help. Thank you for working with us, because I know you're a really choosy guy, one of the most successful people in the country at all this. They're at the Global Healing Center. How often should I do a liver cleanse? I mean, I've done two. I mean, I guess I did the first one about 6 months ago, another one about 3 months later. It wasn't as dramatic, but there was some. Do I want to do it until every few months until nothing comes out?
Right. Well, what we found is that pretty much anyone over 40 needs to do 3 liver cleanses over, let's say, maybe a couple month period. So they do a liver cleanse and wait a week or so just to rest, and then do another cleanse, wait a week, do another cleanse. And 3 is kind of a magic number. The 3rd liver cleanse, the 6th liver cleanse, and the 9th liver cleanse. For some reason, we've seen the best results in multiples of 3.
Sure. Wow. You know what? Do 5 more minutes with us, folks. The new product is here. It funds the InfoWar. It's high quality liver shield. InfoWarsLife.com, and it comes with the Oxy powder when you get it as part of the Advanced Cleanse Pack discounted.
Today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.